Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Omniverse. Hi, this is Zachary Fortescum. I'm the creator of The Orphans. I wanted to thank some of our patrons before we started this episode. Thank you so much to Mitchell Hargreaves, Naris Howell, and Noah. Your donations make it possible for us to make this show, so thank you. If you want to join them and get some really cool perks, then head on over to patreon.com/orphansaudio. Now, on with the show.
Great shot. Thanks. Let's go get it then. Something that big should keep us going for a bit.
Yeah, but we can't just survive on meat alone.
Well, what about the plants?
And how do we tell which ones we can eat and which ones will kill us? We're taking enough risk with the meat.
Okay. So, how are we going to get this thing back to camp?
It's a bit big, isn't it?
Oh, we'll be fine. We'll just have to put our backs into it. Get down.
What is it?
Fighters up ahead.
How many?
I didn't get a good look.
At least three.
Close?
About 100 yards out.
I don't think they saw us. Maybe we could make a run for it.
No. They could follow us back to camp. We have to get rid of them.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to get up. I'll pick them off with my rifle and you take any extra with your blade. Got it?
Yep.
Ready? Go. There were more than we thought. 8 or 9 strong, and they were all running towards us. I let off shots. I dropped the first 3.
I matched the biter's speed, propelling myself towards the closest one. I sliced its arms off, severing its head before it could react. I heard Nora firing behind me, and 2 more hit the ground. I was halfway through taking out the next one when I heard the screams. It had easily overpowered Nora, jumping on top of her before I could help.
The Orphans, Episode 4, Fallen.
Will you stop fiddling with that thing and talk to me?
Sorry. Your arm is looking a lot better. Swelling is going down. It looks less inflamed.
Well, thank you for the analysis, Doctor.
Shut up.
It does look a lot better. Liv says I can start moving it around soon.
Lucky you. Get to start pulling your weight around here.
Hey! I didn't ask to be taken down. If I could be out there helping, trust me, I would.
I'm sure you would.
Sorry. I'm being a dick. Thank you for sitting with me. The company, it really helped.
You're welcome. Sorry, I keep getting distracted.
It's fine. What is it, anyway?
It's, well, I'm not quite sure. It was in the dog we took apart. Jeffrey and I have been working on a couple of theories about what it is. It emits small amounts of radiation.
What?
Relax. It's nothing dangerous. Jeffrey thinks that it's an identifier, like a really sophisticated dog chip. So it can tell the robots apart. One would emit one random wavelength of radiation, whereas the others would emit any other one. So computers could tell them apart.
Okay. But what do you think it is?
Well, I think it's a key.
How?
Well, I think that they approach the entrance to the dome, and the computers read the wavelengths emitted by it, and the door opens. But think about it. Why have an identity tag embedded where you can just plug them into a computer and read the identity through that? It makes so much more sense for it to be read for access to something.
That's really smart.
Thanks. It just makes sense.
What was that?
I don't know. Val!
Richard, what's happening?
Nora's been hurt. Liv just went to help.
Where are you going?
To get the last of our medical supplies.
Oh, shit. It took a chunk out of her arm. I don't know what to do.
Okay, give me her legs.
As I got closer, I could see Nora. Valerie was carrying her. She looked pale. Her skin was covered in a layer of sweat. Her right arm was lost in a green and black gash running along her forearm. You could see black veins twisting up and down, touching just above her elbow.
Baz, go help Richard prep. This is going to be messy. Richard, hold her down.
It's kind of hard. She's fighting back.
Baz, help him.
What do we do?
We have to stop the spread of the infection. It's already got her arm.
Her heart rate is approaching a rather alarming speed. Might I suggest action is taken before it fails altogether? Her arm must be amputated to cease the spread of infection, or unfortunately she will die.
What? You can't do that.
What choice do we have?
Maybe she should be the one to make that choice.
Does she look like she's in any condition for that? Let's do it.
Wait, how do we know that this will even work?
We don't, but it doesn't look like there are many other options here. Pass me your blade.
Intelligent thinking. The laser tip will cauterize the wound as it slices.
Can it? I need to focus. Boys, I'm sorry if you don't want to see this, but I need you to hold down her left side. Jeffrey, I need you on the right shoulder. Valerie, on the right leg. She is going to feel this. I'm going to make this as quick as I can, okay, Nora? Right, everyone ready? I'll slice on three. One, two, three.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Liv is still working.
How'd she look?
Not great, if I'm honest.
What are we going to do now?
I think we need to elect a leader.
What are you talking about?
Nora's incapacitated, and we're here without a leader.
Who said Nora was our leader?
It was pretty obvious. She was organising us, she made decisions about what we would do, where we would move. She was leading us. I think it's time for a new leader.
Let me guess. You believe you would be a suitable replacement?
I do, actually.
Thank you, Richard. I didn't even know I could do that.
I'm very serious about this.
What makes you think that you could lead us?
I've been holding up the morale of this group since the very start.
Since when have you done that? The last thing you did was start a fire that nearly got us killed. Why would I want you to lead me?
I honestly thought better of you, Baz.
You possess none of the necessary leadership skills that Nora possessed. You would kill us all.
What? And you would do better, robot?
Absolutely not. None of you would trust me. And moreover, I do not possess the necessary human instinct or empathy to lead. I would nominate Baz.
You must be joking. Him?
I actually second that. Baz has a good head on his shoulders. He knows when to listen to those around him and when to make the right decisions. I think he'd do great.
But what about you? You're more strategic than me. Or Val? You guys are fighters, I'm not.
That's true. But combat skill doesn't make a leader. Besides, Will's injured and I've got shit people skills.
You guys are seriously going to elect Baz over me?
Looks like it.
I don't know, guys.
What objective and logical reason could you have to turn this down?
I don't want to make the wrong decisions.
See? He doesn't have the nerve.
You're right. I don't have the nerve. I don't want to make a decision that could put my friends at risk. And that's what I have to do. Have you seen the shape we're in? Our two best are injured. One of them could die. We have no more medical supplies and barely enough food to make it for a week. We have no choice at this point. We have to try and infiltrate that facility. And everything that has come out of that thing has tried to kill us. If I decide to send someone in there and they die, I will be responsible. Maybe I don't want that over my head. Maybe I care too much about all of you to send you into harm's way. I'm not strong like you, Will. I'm not as smart as you, Jeffrey. I can't fight like you, Val. I am not Nora. She can make decisions that I couldn't. How can I ask you to trust me?
Baz, you showed me kindness. The first I had ever experienced. You have shown me your ability to reason. I know your intelligence is great. If not a little human for my liking. All the same, I consider you to be my friend. Despite my programming telling me the futility of it, I trust you.
So do I.
Me too.
You have to be kidding me.
Liv, how is she?
She's not well. She seems stable, but I don't know how long that will last.
Is she conscious?
No.
I'm going to go sit with her.
Wait, before you go.
What?
She needs antibiotics to help fight off whatever was in that bite. We used the last for Will. If she doesn't get it soon, she probably won't survive this.
Okay. Did I want this responsibility? Could I do it? I really thought that I could make the right decisions. I knew I could help my friends. I could make the right choices, but all the same, I didn't know. I wanted Nora to wake up, to tell me what to do. Looking at Nora was haunting. Despite all her trauma, she had melted into a state of rest, a look of unease on her face. I wanted to melt into it with her, but I couldn't. I had a responsibility to my friends. Something needed to happen soon, or we could lose any chance of Nora making it through this.
You need to get some rest, Baz. It's late.
I know. They want me to lead them, Liv.
I know. They told me.
What do you think?
I think you'd do well.
How? How can I accept that someone could die because of my decisions?
You never accept it. I don't want a leader that sees me as disposable. It's horrible.
How do I know what the right decision is?
Just trust your gut. You know what the right thing is.
Someone could die, Liv.
We'll take precautions and we'll keep them safe. And if someone does get injured, I'll be right here to take care of them.
And what if you get hurt?
I better not, or else I'll come after you. You can do this, Baz.
Okay.
That meat is going to rot soon. We need to find some kind of berry somewhere. I'm so fucking hungry.
Yeah, I want food so bad.
I would like to say something. I've decided that if you'll have me, and only until Nora is better, I will lead you.
Incredibly rational decision.
I'd love to have you as our temporary leader.
There's one more thing.
Yeah?
I need to say up front that if we do what we need to do to survive, some of us may not make it back.
Well, it's just a risk, isn't it? It's a necessary risk I want to make.
You're right. It is necessary, but I refuse to treat it like that. If we lose someone, it is a tragedy. I will do everything in my power to keep everyone safe. I recognise that may be difficult, but any loss of life is a failure of the highest calibre, and I won't stand for anything less. If you can't accept that, then I can't be your leader. Do you accept that?
Yes.
Of course.
I do.
Richard.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Good. Everyone get some rest. Because tomorrow we need to get to work.
What's the first order of business then?
We're going to break into the dome. And I know how we're going to do it.
It's Zach again. So, as you might have guessed, we have a Patreon at patreon.com/orphansaudio. We also have a Ko-fi and a merch store on TeePublic. You can find links to all of them in our show notes. Now, if you want to follow us and get updates, bonus content, and more, follow us on the social media platform assigned to you at birth by your local collective officer, at Orphans Audio. Or join our Discord server, where I never post screenshots of scripts I'm working on because that would be naughty. Except I do, and the script is lying. This week we want to recommend close friends of the show, We Fix Space Junk. We Fix Space Junk is like The Orphans, but more funny and far less violent. It's dramatic, heartwarming, and really genuinely hilarious, and follows a host of humans, aliens, and robots as they work off their debts under the employment of an evil megacorporation. You might recognize the series writer Beth Crane as the voice of Rachel in our Patreon-exclusive series Exposé. Go check them out. They are excellent people with an excellent show. This episode starred Amy Kember, Alex Bird, Declan Galpin, Gavin Richards, James Barbarossa, Elsie Gerling, oh, and Ruby Parker Harbert, of course. Our sound assistant was Jody Stedman. Our assistant producer is Ella Watts. The art is by James Barbarossa, and the music is by Laura Gerling, except if you struck both of those and you reversed them. Rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts and on Podchaser. It would be a massive help for us. Thank you. Take care, and I hope you enjoy even more of The Orphans.
Omniverse.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.